Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yeshaya Fine. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Ayin, the Gemara is Mevar and the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Darshan's Nevelo Trefele Sechelu, which is written by Oif Tahar, is coming to teach you that if the Oif is a Trefa, the Malika is not Metar Midei Nevela. If you do Malika on a Trefa, the oif has a din of an avela, and it's metame begod ma beis abliya, the malika does not take off the es an avela. So the Gemara discusses what is Rabbi Yehuda Darshan from Nevelo Trefalo Yisrechelu, which is written in the parsha of Chelev. And the Gemara's maskana is Elo Amarava HaToyra Amre Yavi Yisr Nevelo V'yachal El Yisrechelu V'yavi Yisr Trefa V'yachal El Yisrechelu, that the Yisr of Trefa and Nevelo is Chal on the Yisr of Chelev, and when you have a piece of a Chelev, which is a nevela or a trefa, it gets the isser of nevela and trefa as well, in addition to the isser of chelev. Tosfos asks a tema, Tosfos bleib shvar with this kasha, according to the man the Amar, who holds of the isser moisif, what do you need a pasuk? If when an isser is moisif, the second isser is moisif on the first isser, an isser can be chal on isser, what do you need a pasuk to say that the isser of nevela and the isser trefa can be chal? The din of isser moisif, we find in the sugyas of Enesach al-Lisser in many places in Shas, to mention one of them, Daf Lamed Beis and Daf Lamed Gimel in Yevamos. So the Gemara says there's two oifanim, not according to all the Tanaim, but there are two oifanim that an Isser could be chal on Isser by an Isser Moisif and an Isser Koilu. Isser Moisif is when the second Isser has more Isurim than the first Isser. And the second Isser, which is coming to be chal, has more Isurim. It's answering this lady on more issues. For example, if let's say an issach al isser of arayis. So if the second isser would be, let's say, an isser of eshes ish, which is answering her al kol ha'olam, so that's isser moisif. The second isser is moisif an isser on the first isser. If let's say she was already an erva, the second isser makes her into an eshes ish, which is moisif isser al kol ha'olam. That would be an example of an isser moisif. According to some tanam, an isser moisif is chal al isser. Even though ain't Isser Chal, an Isser can't be Chal on an Isser. If the second Isser is Moisif an Isser, it could be Chal al Isser. Isser Koilol is when the second Isser is Koilol other Isurim. That means there's more Chatichas, more things that are becoming Asser together with the second Isser. So it's Chal, the second Isser al Isser, according to some Tanam. But Isser Koilol, since it's Koilol, it includes other Chatichas, other things that are becoming Asser together with this Chayfetz with this chaticha, therefore it's chal b'koil. An example would be if let's say an isha which is an erva becomes an achleis isha, and all of her other sisters are becoming asar together with her. So that's an iser koil. So Taisus says a kash leman the isli iser moisif. According to man the amar holds b'moisif when the second iser is being chal and the iser is moisif iser in this chaticha itself. What do you need a pasuk for that the iser nevela and the iser trefa can be chal? It's an Isser Moisif. Rabbi Kveger's Matmiya. Why is the Isser of Nevela considered an Isser Moisif on the Isser of Chelov? You have a behema, says Rabbi Kveger. If you want to call it a Koil, in fact, Rabbi Kveger should be considered a Koil. It's been Koil. The second Isser, as the behema becomes a Nevela, is Koil. It includes the other Chatichas, the other parts of the animal, which till now were Mutter. When it becomes a Nevela, they become Asser. So, Frekt Rabbi Kveger, Koil. When a behemoth becomes an avela, it is koilol, more isurim than the chelov itself. That would be considered as a koilol. Why is this considered an isur moisif? Moisif is when there's that chatich itself is asur on more things. The chelov itself is not moisif, factor b'kveger. It's just koilol, other chatichas. B'kveger says, if you want to argue and say maybe an avela is moisif isur, it's not just koilol, the other parts of the animal, but it's moisif isur on this chatich itself. B'kveg says, if you'll argue and say that till now it was chelev and was asr lehedyet, it was asr for a hedyet to eat the chelev. Now that it became an avela and a trefa, it's moisif, it becomes asr legevaya as well. Not only is it asr lehedyet, it's asr legevaya, maybe that's considered as a moisif. B'kveg rejects that and he says, what about if the animal's already a balmum? So it wasn't yet chazi legevaya. It was always not chazi legevaya, factor B'kveger. So if it was always not chazi legevaya, it was always not fit for gevaya because it was pasal because it was a balmum. Now that it's becoming an avela and a trefa, it's not being moisif, more isurim. So Kveg Blab Shvar on this Taisus, why does Taisus consider it an Avel and a Trefa being Maisif, even if one will argue, says Rabbi Kvega, and say that it's called Maisif because it's adding an Isser Legavaya, but if it's already a Balmum, comes out that Avel and a Trefa is not being Maisif and Isser. Rabbi Kvega Blab Shvar on Taisus. And the truth is Rabbi Kvega in Simon Kuf Samachtes, Rabbi Kvega is writing a letter to his son of Shlaim Eger, and he asks this kasha that he asks in the Gilyan Hashas. He mentions in the end of the letter this kasha on Taisus. The following tshuva kuf ayin is a tshuva from Shlaim Eger back to Rabbi Kvega, and in that he says a few mahalchim to answer this kasha. I'm going to pick out one of the mahalchim, the one that's the most pashut. He says three mahalchim over there, but the third one was the one that's Rabbi Shlaim Eger himself writes that this is the one that's the simplest pshat in Taisvis, one that's most karav el pshat, that's the most acceptable. This is what Taisvis meant. This is the pshat I would like to share from Shlaim Eger. Shlaim Eger first points out that the way Rabbi Kvega is learning the Taisvis, that it's considered a maisif because it's adding on Issa L'Gavai, that's a chiddush, says Rabbi Shlaim Eger, in maisif. Because the standard case of maisif in Shas, the second Isser, the way it is, as is adding on Isser. A lady becomes an Ashes Ish. Till now she was a different Arab, she becomes an Ashes Ish. So that's Moisif right now. She's Usser. This Chaticha becomes Usser on the whole world. It's Moisif Isser right now. Over here, we're not talking about an animal which is Hektish. We're talking about an animal which is Chulin. It becomes a tray for an Avela. Right now, there's no more Isurim. It's just like theoretical. Well, not theoretical, it's really a future. If you'll make it a carbon, it will be Asa L'Gavaya, because it's a Nevela or a Trefa. Says Rav Shlaim Eger, that's a Chiddush, that's called Nevela, but Taisus was Mechadish Tas, that even though in the current state it was not Maisif and Isser, in the current state there was no Nafkamina with the second Isser, but since in the future, or in a different situation, that there's a Hisafas Isser, will be Asa L'Gavaya, that's sufficient to be considered an Isser Maisif. That said Rav Shlaim Eger, we could suggest that when an animal comes in Nevela and Trefa, it is Maisif Isser. Till now was Asr Lahadyat, and now that it becomes an Avela Trefa, it's even Asr L'Gavaya. What did Rabbi Kvega ask? How did Rabbi Kvega reject that? That what about a Baal Mum, which is anyways Pasr L'Gavaya, it's anyways not fit L'Gavaya, so why is the Avela and Trefa adding on an Isser? Says Rabbi Shlaim Eger, if it wasn't fit L'Gavaya, if it's Pasr L'Gavaya because it's a Baal Mum, or if it's Pasr L'Gavaya because it's a Nevela and a Trefa, Nevela and Trefa is considered being Maisif Isser. There's a Nafkemina if it's Pasr because it's a Baal Mum, or if it's Pasr because of a Nevela Trefa. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Ayin Zayin, if you have a Behema Baal Mum that becomes Nisariv, a carbon that's a Baal Mum is Nisariv with other carbonus. Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to be Makriv, the Baal Mum. It becomes Batal Barayiv. The Gemara Dashans are from a Pasuk, and it could become Batal Barayiv, and you could be Makriv, the Baal Mum, in its state of Bittel. The Rabbanan argue over there and says, even when it's Nisariv, we are not Makriv it. But the Shita Sateh says that's only the Rabbanan, and Minat Torah, the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Elazar that it's Mutter to be Makriv, the Baal Mum, in a state of Bittel when it becomes Batal Barayiv. Says Rabbi Shlaim Eger, Lefizeh, that only a Baal Mum, which is the Gzeir Sakos by Baal Mum, if it's Nisariv, it will become mutter to be makriv it. It will be mutter to bring it on to the Mizbeach. But now that it's an Avela and a Trefa, even if it will become Batal Barayiv, even if it will be Nisariv with other behemoths, you won't be able to be makriv it. It won't become Batal. So it comes out that an Avela and a Trefa is being Maisif Isser. It's being Maisif Isser L'Gavaya, that even if it will become Batal Barayiv, even if it will be Nisariv with other behemoths, you won't be able to be makriv it. Says Rav Shlaim Eger, that's called the Isser Maisif. Even though right now, it wasn't Batal Barayiv. So, why are we looking at that as a Haysafas Isser? But says Rabbi Shlaim Eger, Rabbi Kvega anyways is learning in Taisfas. The Behem is Chulin right now. And the whole Haysafas Isser Gabi Hektish is if you'll be Maktish it. Says Rabbi Shlaim Eger, in the same vein, in the same line of reasoning, we could say that even though it wasn't Nisarv with other Chatichas, but since if it would be, or if it will be Nisarv with other Chatichas, a Baal Mum will be Mutted to be Makrib. And an Avela and Trefa is also a Hakrib. That's called Haysafas Isser. Dr. Shlaim Eger, when Taisus was asking, the Lamanda Isle Isser Moisif, and Avela and Trefa is Isser Moisif, it is Bedafkin Isser Moisif. and it's Moisif and Issa L'Gavoya. Chelev is only also to Hedyet, and as it becomes an Avela and Treif, it's Moisif Issa L'Gavoya. And even though, if it's already about Mumr, because Eger pointed out it's anyways not Chazi L'Gavoya, Zakhtub Shleim Eger, there will be Nafkaminas of the fact that it's an Avela and Treifa, and Nafkamina will be that even if it's Nisarv with other Chatichas, it will still be also to be Makrib. That's the Hisaf As Issa, that's why it's called an Issa Moisif, and that's why Taisa is Blaib Shver, that according to the Manda Amar holds that an Issa Moisif could be Chalal Isser. You should not need a pasuk that Nevel and Trefa could be chal on the Isser of Chalev. Continue on in the Gemara. The Gemara is Mevar, the sheet of Reb Meir. What is Hidarshan from Nevela, from the word Nevela, that's written in this pasuk of Nevela Saiftar? The Gemara says Reb Meir learns the pasuk of Nevela is coming to say that the Shir, Loisechel Kol Nevela, is coming to the Shir Achila to Metame Beis Abliya is Bekezayis, and the Gemara says there's another pasuk of Nevela, and that pasuk is coming to say that it's Bekedei Achilas Press. The amount that he has to be eat in order to become Tami, the amount of Nevela Seiftar that he has to eat is a Kezayis, and it has to be within a span of time, which is Bekedei Achilas Press. The Gemara says, you might have thought since it's a Chiddush, so even if it eats it more than Kedei Achilas Press, Kamashmula from this pasuk, it has to be like an Achila, and it has to be Bekedei Achilas Press. There's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in Simon and tshuva Kuf Mem in Arachayim. Chasam Sofer asks a kasha from this gemara that we see that metame beis abliya is tully in eating a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, within the span of kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes a person to eat a chatzi kikar, half a loaf of bread. Gemara nida daf nun beis amabeis. The gemara is a machlekes rav and abaya. If the makam of the beis abliya, the makam which is metame oif, nivla seiftar is metame, the beis abliya, the throat, is that considered a makam which is called a beis asdarim, or is that a makam which is called balua? There are different surfaces on a person's body, some surface which is not metame b'maga. There's one surface which is a beis asdarim, a hidden place, a place which is usually covered, for example, underneath the arms. It's not metame, the Gemara darshins, it's not metame b'maga. If somebody would touch tuma under his arm, that wouldn't be metam. It's called a beis hastarm. It's a maga beis hastarm. It's not metam. It's a hidden place. There's another tumma, which is another surface, which is called balua. Inside of a person, when it's balua, swallowed up inside of him, not only is it not metam of a maga, but it's not metam of a masa as well. If he carries it there, it's also not metam. But beis hastarm, a place which is just hidden, just covered underneath the arms, that is not metam b'maga, would be metam b'mas. So machlekes Rav and Abaye, the makam beis abliya, is that called the makam beis hastarim, or is that called the makam of the beis abliya? So Abaye asks on Rav and either daf nun beis, if the makam of nivla seiftar is like you're learning that it's a beis hastarim, it's not a place which is actually swallowed. It's not a place which is acting like inside of him, like his stomach. It's just a makam beis hasesa. It's just a makam which is usually covered and is not metam b'maga, but it would be metam b'masa. So frekta Abaye to Rava. So why is the halacha by a nivlas behema, an animal, is not metame begodim abeis abliya? It's not metame him when he swallows it only b'maga. It should be tami b'masa. So Abaye is saying, according to me, that it's considered a balua, considered as if it's already swallowed. It's like it's inside of him. So it's not only metame b'maga, it's not metame b'masa as well. But according to you, asks Abaye to Rava, that you say that the makam beis abliya is considered a makam beis hastarim. It's not metame b'maga, but it would be metame b'masa. So why are we memait a behema that it doesn't have the tumah beis abliya when you eat a nivlas behema? It's not metame b'gadim beis abliya. In fact, according to Rava, that it's a makam beis hasesa, it should have a tumah of masa, even if it's not metame b'gadim beis abliya, even without the special new tumah of nivlas eftar. But since nevela, nivlas behema is metama b'maga uve masa, should be metama with masa. Nizakasha Abaye asks on Rava. Asked some sefer, according to our Gemara, that he doesn't have that the tuma by oif of nivlas eftar is as long as he eats it within a span of kedei achilas pras. So what was the problem? A nivlas eftar is metama even if he eats it in separate. He eats it separately, half a kezayis, and then a minute later he eats another kezayis. Nivlas behema was nesmait from the pasuk; it doesn't have that tumah. And if he'll eat a half a kezayis and then he'll eat another half of kazayis. It's not metam mugadim abeis abliya. But maybe in a chanami, if he eats it at one shot, if he puts one kazayis, maybe it is metam b'masa. But it's negeya, the miut, that the pasuk says there's no tumah, the mugadim abeis abliya, that behemah doesn't have the tumah of nivla seftar. It's negeya for zachazes, negeya when he ate the kazayis in two pieces. In that case, there's not negeya the tumas masa, because tumas masa is only when you carry a kazayis of an available basachas, you carry it together. And by nivlas eiftar, there's a chiddush that even bezachas, as long as within kedeachilas pras, it's metame. And nivlas behemah does not have that halacha, does not have that chiddush to be metame, bekedeachilas pras. This chasha, some sefer asks this kasha in the chuvas and chuvah kuf mem. Some sefer answers, he says a chiddush, that even though the Gemara says that by nivlas eiftar, it's metame, bekedeachilas pras, if you eat it within the span of kedeachilas pras, says, the Chassam Sofer, that means if he puts it into the Beis HaBliya, Zachar Zeh, within the span of Kedei Achilas Pras. But if he'll actually swallow it, if he'll go down to his stomach, the first half of his eyes, and then he'll put in the second half, it's not Metame B'Gadim Beis HaBliya. It has to be that the Kazayas is in his Beis HaBliya at the same time. All the Gemara was Mechadish was if putting it in, if the Achila was done by Kedei Achilas Pras, putting it in was done by Zachar Zeh, within the span of Gedechil's process, metame. But it must be, says the Chassam Sofer, that it's in his Beis HaBliya at the same time. Therefore, the Gemara in Nida Daf Nun Beis HaBliya has a good kashan Rava. Even though by Nivla Seiftar, the halacha is that it's metame by Gedechil's press, and he could put it in at separate times, but it's always going to have, even by Nivla Seiftar, it's always going to be in his Beis HaBliya at the same time. If it's not in his Beis HaBliya at the same time, says the Chassam Sofer, then Lukuli Alma, by Nivla Seiftar won't be Metame. So by Nivla Seiftar itself, it must be it's in the Beis HaBliya at the same time. Frekta by Terava, so if it's anyways in the Beis HaBliya at the same time, let it be Metame and Bemasa. The Chassam Sofer saying a Chiddush Medina, Pshat now a Gemara. The Gemara says it's Metame, the Kedei Achilas Pras, as long as you eat the Kazayas within the Kedei Achilas Pras, says the Chassam Sofer, but that's as long as he doesn't swallow it. It has to be, he puts it into his mouth, he puts it into the Beis HaBliya within a Kedei Achilas Pras, and the whole Kazayas, it stays in his Beis HaBliya, it stays in his throat, and it's there, Bevasach, it's there one time, and that's when he becomes Tameh with the Tumah of Nivla Seiftar. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph in Oiz Tasvav in the new Minchas Chinuchs, he says a Chiddush Ladina, which is arguing in the Chassam Sofer, and it's even more extreme than the Chassam Sofer's case. Menchas Chinuch says that not only if he swallowed a Chatzi Zayis and then swallowed the other Chatzi Zayis, is he metame, but the Menchas Chinuch suggests that just like we find in Mesechtes Chul and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that if a person eats a Chatzi Zayis of Macholas Asuris, and then he vomits it, he throws it up, and then he eats it again, the halacha is, it's considered like he ate a kazayis. He did a maisa achila of a kazayis. Since he swallowed a chatzi zayis, he threw it up and then swallowed it again within a kedei achilas pras, that's considered macholas asurs, and it was over the isser macholas asurs. Says the Minchas Chinuch, al-gabi nivlas oiftar, that case will be metam begadim abeis abliya as well. If he'll swallow a chatzi zayis of a nivlas oiftar, and then he'll vomit it, and then swallow it again, it's going to be metame begadim abeis abliya. The Minchas Chinuch learns that Gemara Kipshutei, that anything which is considered an achila, legabe macholas asuris, will be considered an achila, legabe tumah begadim abeis abliya, and it doesn't have to be in his beis abliya at one time. The Chassam Sofer learns that there is a chiluk between macholas asuris and Nivla Seiftar. Machlos Asuris, he could swallow it, he could have a Chatzi Zayis, and then another Chatzi Zayis, they don't have to be connected at all. Like Abba Nivla Seiftar, it's Mitzurf B'Gdechil's Brass, only if it's in his Beis HaBliya at the same time. And the Menachas Chinuch says no, that Tumas Beis HaBliya is mamish like Machlos Asuris, even if he'll swallow one Chatzi Zayis, another Chatzi Zayis, not only that, but even if he'll eat a Chatzi Zayis, and then vomit it, throw it up, and then have that same Chatzi Zayis again, it will vite to be Metam B'Gadim, Abeis Abliya. Tosfos says L'shir Achila B'Kazayis Efshar Rabbi Yehuda Nami Islay V'Afagav D'Loy Miyuter. Even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have an extra pasuk, says Tosfos, he didn't want to be marbed machloikas. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Shir Achila is a Kazayis, and presumably Tosfos means that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that the halacha, the Gemara says that it's metame as long as he ate a B'Kedei Achila's press. Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue on Rabbi Meir. Tosfos assumes it's not a machlokes ladina, and the din of Tumas Beis Abli, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the same like Rabbi Meir. It's totally nekazayis bekidei achilas pras. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph from Shara Vasatoma, the Rambam paskins the din of Anivlas Eftar, and he says it's metame bekazayis, and the Rambam doesn't mention the halacha that it has to be bekidei achilas pras. Rabbi Chaim in a sefer Shtalzachap, he points out why did the Rambam, why was he mashmir? It's a mafurish gemara that it's totally bekidei achilas pras, and how did the Rambam know to pass to leave out this gemara that it's mashmir the Rambam? It's not matam bekidei achilas pras. So Rabbi Chaim says that the Rambam's lashon is keitzad tumasai, eino mitam aloy b'magav loy masa elo b'toich beis ablia. It's mitame in his beis ablia. Says Reb Chaim, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon, it sounds like the din that a Nivlas Leftar is Metam Begadim HaBeis Abliya, it's a Tumas Mokim. It's a Mokim that the Nivlas Leftar is Metam. It's not Metam Maga when you touch it. It's not Metam Masa when you carry it. It's Metam when it's in the Beis Abliya. When the Nivlas Leftar is in this Mokim, it's Metam, it's considered a Tumas Mokim. Says Reb Chaim, it's Mashma, it's not a Tumah of an Achila. It's not a Metuma that when he did a maisa, when he did the action of achila, that's what causes the tumah. The Rambam is mashma that the tumah of Beis Abliya is not because of a maisa. It's not because of a maisa achila. It's a makim. In this makim, the nivlas iftar is metame. Says Reb Chaim even further, the achila is only after the food passes the Beis Abliya. You put the food into the Beis Abliya. When it passes the Beis Abliya, it's considered an achila. So says Reb Chaim, actually the Tumah, according to the Rambam, that the Nivlas Leftar is metame when it's in the Beis Abliya, says Reb Chaim, that's not an achila yet. So it has to be that it's a Tumas Makom and not a Tumas Achila, because if the Rambam says it's metame in the Beis Abliya, he didn't yet do an achila, and it's already metame, it must be that the Beis Abliya, says Reb Chaim, is a Makom of Tumah. This is a Chiddush that Reb Chaim assumes that the achila is after the Beis Abliya. Once Reb Chaim assumed that, then it's a strong raya. If the achil is only after the food is in the Beis Abliya, so then it must be that the tumah of nivlas leftar, the way the Rambam says it's metame while it's in the Beis Abliya, is it must be it's a tumah of makim. Says Reb Chaim, if the way the Rambam is learning, it can't be that it's metame b'kidei achilas pras. K'dei achilas pras is halacha in achila. It's considered an achila b'kidei achilas pras. If it's a tumah of achila, so it makes sense to say as long as the achila is within k'dei achilas pras, it's considered an achila, and that achila is metame. But the way the Rambam is learning that the tumah of beis abliya is a tumah of makam, says Reb Chaim, there's no halacha. It doesn't make sense to have a halacha of b'kidei achilas pras, and the whole kezayis has to be in his beis abliya b'vasachas in order to be metame. Now you didn't yet answer. How does it stem with the Gemara? Reb Meir says b'kidei achilas pras. So Reb Meir obviously is saying it is a tumah of achila. So how could the Rambam go ahead and paskin that it's a tumah of a makim that it's metame when it's in this makim, and then say that it's not metame b'kidei achilas pras? How could the Rambam go against the Gemara? So says Reb Chaim that the Rambam was relying on a lashon of a sifra. The sifra says a drasha. Says nefesh ainay metame. Says the Rambam that the Rambam was learning that this is for Reb Yehuda. He argues on Reb Meir, and it's not a tumah of achil. It's nefesh. Ainim etamel kishu be beis hanefesh, which is referring to the beis abliya. It's a tumah of a makom. The Rambam was relying on that sifra, which is Reb Yehuda, and he learned that Agamar is Reb Meir, and he argues that there's a machlekes. So he said this is a machlekes. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir learns it's a tumah of achila, and it's taka metame b'kedechis pras. And the Sefer Reb Yehuda that says nefesh, it's not metamek shu bebeis nefesh, it's a tumah of a makim. Reb Chaim points out that there's another Sefer that says that learns out from a pasuk that it's only metamek shu derech knisase as he's swallowing it v'loy b'derech yitziyase as he's vomiting it, and the nivlas oiftar passes through the beis abliya on the way up. The Sefer learns out from a pasuk that it's not metamek. Says Reb Chaim, according to Reb Meir, if it's a tumah of achila, so on the way up, that's pashut, that it's not considered an achila, that wouldn't need a pasuk, that it's not metame. Says Reb Chaim, that's the phrase, Vaiter Reb Yehuda, he holds the tumah of makom, there would have been a havamina on the way up, it should also be metame, and that's the sifra has a yalfusa, has a drasha, to that it's only metame on the way down, it's a tumah of makom, but it's only metame when it's in that makom on the way down. If he throws it up, if he vomits, on the way up, it's not metame. Says Reb Chaim, Rambam knew from those sifras that it's a tum of a makim, and he knew to paskin not like or the Reb Meir, and he knew to paskin that it can't be metame while it's b'kedeches pras. It has to be bas achas in his beis abli in order to be metame. Reb Chaim says in the end of the shtickle that with this yisoid, with this pshat in the Rambam, that it's a tum of makim, you could answer a kasha from the Gemara daf nun beis. He doesn't quote it from the Chasam Sofer, but it's a Chasam Sofer's kasha. And Agamar says it's b'kedeches pras. So what was Abai's kasha on Rava in Nida daf nun beis that a nivlas behema should be metame b'masa b'beis abliya? According to Rava, that the beis abliya is considered a tumah. It's considered a makam of beis astarim. Abai asked that it should be metame even by a nivlas behema, which is not metame b'gadim b'beis abliya, but should have the tumah of masa. Says Reb Chaim. So the Reb Chaim is more the same kasha as the Chasam Sofer. That if our Gemara says it's metam b'kedeches pras, what was Abai asking on Rava? By nivlas behema, there will be an afkamina in a case when you were ate b'kedeches pras. It wasn't b'vas achas. It doesn't have the tumah of masa, and it's negeya that it doesn't have the tumah of. It's not metam b'gadim b'beis abliya. Doesn't have the tumah of nivlas eftar, and it's not metam b'zachas if you have a chatzi zayis and then you eat another chatzi zayis. Says Reb Chaim, that Gemara nida is going according to Rabbi Huda that we pask in halacha that it's not a tumah of achila and it's not metam b'kedeches pras. And that's why Abai asked on Rava that when you have an avail of a behema, if the beis abli is considered a makim of a beis astarim, it should be metame by nivlas behema also, it should be metame b'masa. In Brisk, they say over that this kasha from the Gemara Nidah Daf Nun Beis, Reb Chaim heard once while he was waiting for Mincha, he heard a shir from Reb Mendel Slutsker in a beis medrash. Reb Mendel Slutsker was saying a shir on Nidah Daf Nun Beis, and he asked this kasha that that what was the Gemara asking? What was Abai asking on Rava? That a nivlas behema should be metam b'gadim abeis abliya with masa. If you could eat it b'zeach harzeh, if you could eat it b'kedeches pras. And they said over in Brisk that Reb Chaim, as he was listening to this kasha, he thought of this shtickle Torah. He thought of this yisoid in the Rambam, that the Rambam paskin that it's a tum of makam and it's not a tum of achila. And with this yisoid, he answered up this kasha that the Gemara Nida is asking that it should be metam nivlas behema while it's in the beis abliya b'tumas masa. According to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, it's tum of makim, and by it's behechrich in his beis abliya bevasachas. There's a famous chakira in the din of kedei achilas pras. What's the chiddush? What's the halach of kedei achilas pras coming to be machadish? Was the pashtus before the halach of kedei achilas pras that achila has to be bevasachas? You eat a kezayis in one swallow, and the din of kedei achilas pras was to lengthen, was to enable it to be considered achila within a kedei achilas pras. Is that the chiddush of kedei achilas pras? Or maybe lehefich, without the halach of kedei achilas pras, the havmin would have been that it's mitzurif and achila over the course of a whole day, and kedei achilas pras is machadish to us that it has to be within a span of kedei achilas pras. Is it coming to lengthen the zman that it would have been b'vas achas, it would have been a kezayis b'vas achas, and kedei achilas pras comes to lengthen until a kedei achilas pras? Or is it shortening that without the din of kedei achilas pras, it would have been over the course of the whole day, and kedei achilas pras came to shorten and came to say that it's only considered achil if it's within a span of kedei achilas pras? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph is ma'ir, a steer in the sugyas b'inyan zeh, what the chiddush and what the din of kedei achilas pras is. Zog the Minchas Chinuch that in our sugya it's mavur, that without kedei achilas pras, it would be considered nachil, even more than kedei achilas pras. The Gemara says that you need a pasuk to tell you that nivlas eftar is metame b'kedeches pras, because since it's a chiddush, yoyse kedeches pras nami l'tame. Achila is considered achila even over the course of the whole day. Kol ha'ter kula, achila needs to be kedeches pras. I might have thought that nivlas eftar is a chiddush, it doesn't have the din of kedeches pras, and it's considered achila over the course of the whole day. Says the Menchas Chinuch, but the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kov Gimel, L'chayra is a steer to this yisoid. The Gemara says by Eiver Min HaChai, the Gemara is a shayla. If on the top of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara is a shayla, if he ate an Eiver Min HaChai, if he cuts it into two and he eats it, B'gedei Achilas Pras, is it Mitzurif? Zok the Gemara, do you say, since Eiver Min HaChai is a chiddush, that your chayiv, even though it's not basar, it's only partially basar, part of the Eiver Min HaChai is gidim and atzamus, which is not considered food and normally wouldn't be considered an achila. So says the Gemara, maybe there's no halach of kedei achilas pras, and maybe you have to eat it b'vas achas. Says the Menchas Chinuch, you see from the Gemara's Shailin Chulin, that achila without the halach of kedei achilas pras would have to be b'vas achas mamesh. he'd have to eat it with one swallow. And the halacha of Kidei Achilas Pras came to be mamshach, came to lengthen the shear, that in Kalatar Kula, he could do an achila within a Kidei Achilas Pras. And the Gemara Shail was, maybe by Eva Menachai, remains with the Svar Chitzayin, it remains without the halacha of Kidei Achilas Pras, and he has to eat it by Basachas Mamish. So says the Menachas Chinuch, he blibes with a suffix in this Indian, what's the halacha of Kidei Achilas Pras? Our Gemara seems to say that the halacha of Kidei Achilas Pras is to shorten. It would have been over the span of the whole day, Achilas Pras. The din halacha of Achilas Pras has to be within a Kidei Achilas Pras, and the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kav Gimel seems to learn that without the halacha of Kidei Achilas Pras, it would be Vasachas Mamish, and the halacha of Kidei Achilas Pras came to lengthen the shear. Menachas Chinuch says, Tzarech Ion Lemaisa, which way does the halacha of Kidei Achilas Pras go? And the Kovet Shiurim from Rabbi Chanan and Mesachas Beitza, Ois Chavtes, Rabbi Chanan has a Yishuv. He says, La'oilam really in Kohat Tarekula, it's like the Gemara says in Chulin, that the Iker halacha is to lengthen the shear. Achila would have been Mamish, Vasachas, and the basically at the same time. And the halacha of Kedei Achilas Pras came to lengthen the Zman. Came to lengthen as long as within Kedei Achilas Pras, it doesn't have to be Vasachas Mamish. It would have been Vasachas Mamish. And Kedei Achilas Pras came to say, as long as it's within Kedei Achilas Pras, it's also considered an Achila. Our Gemara that said there was a Hav Min Al-Gabi Tumah, the Beis Ablia, it could even be longer. The Gemara says, Sa'akudai Tachamina, since it's a Chiddush, Yosim Kedei Achilas Pras, Nami Latamah, says Rabbi Chanan, our Gemara is different. By Tumah Begadim Beis Ablia, says Rabbi Chanan, the Kezayis has to be in his Beis Ablia Bebas Achas. He assumes, like we mentioned before, for the Chasam Sofer, that even though the Gemara says that it's Metamah Bekedei Achilas Pras, that's only when he puts it in. But it has to be in his Beis Ablia Bebas Achas. He puts in a Chatzizayis, and then while that Chatzizayis is still there, it's still in his Beis Ablia, he puts in the second Chatzizayis. That's why it's Mitzurv. Says Rabbi Chanan, since the whole Kezayis is really in his Beis Ablia, Bevasachas, and the whole halacha that you're being mitzarif, the two chasizaisim is nachila, just as putting it into his Beis Ablia, says Rabbi Chanan, by Tumas Beis Ablia, since it's remaining in his Beis Ablia, Bevasachas, that's why I would have thought the achila is just a tenai of how you're putting it there. I would have thought it should be considered an achila, even if it's yoisim mikdei achilas pras, and that's why the pasuk by Tumah Beis Ablia came to say that it doesn't have to be, that it can't be more than Kedei Achilas Pras, it has to be within a Kedei Achilas Pras. So when in Kola Terkul, then it lengthens it. In Kola Terkul, you would have needed an Achila Basachas, because it's an Achila. Achila is only Basachas. And Kedei Achilas Pras says that even if it's more than, even if it's not Basachas, as long as it's within a Kedei Achilas Pras. That's all Lagabe Achila. Lagabe Tumah Beis Ablia, the Iker Tum is in his Beis Ablia Basachas. And the achilah is just a tonight, just a chitim's house getting there. There was a havamina, even yoisim mikdei achilas pras, legabe the tum of nevelas beis ablia. And there the pasuk came to say that no, it's not mitzvah more than mikdei achilas pras, it has to be within a kedei achilas pras. Since the kezayis is in his beis ablia bevasachas, there would have been a havamina that it could be mitzvah even yoisim mikdei achilas pras. That's our Rabbi Chanan assumed out. I want to be ma'or. We have here Rabbi Chanan and the Chasam Sofer both assuming that the Tum of Nevela, Nevela Seftar has to be Vasachas, instead of from the Menachas Chinuch, even if it's not Vasachas. The Pshat, the reason why the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Chanan and the Kovet Shum are assuming that Nevela Seftar has to be in a Beis Ablia Vasachas, because Legabi Tumma, the Nevela itself is a Dovah HaMetameh. The Nevela itself is creating a Tumma. They assume, even if it's considered an Achila within Yosef Mitei Achila's Pras, but since being that the nevel itself has to be metami, if you swallow the first half and then you eat the second half, how could that, which nevel is metami you? If b'shas the first chatzizayis, there was no tumah. B'shas the second chatzizayis, there was no tumah. So there's no tumah to create tumah. So that's why Rabbi Chanan and Chasam Sofer are assuming that even if it's mitzarf, kedei achilas pras, you have to have the nevel, you have to have the kezayis, bivasachas to create the tumah. If it's not here, if the first chatzizayis is not around when he ate the second chatzizayis, so there's no cheftza, there's no kezayis bevasachas, there's no kezayis lefaneinu to create a tumah. That's why they say, they hold, that it has to be that the kezayis is there in his Beis Ablia, and it's merinished, it's just a tzira for chiddush, the way it got there, that it gets there with an achila, even it got there two different times, but the chatzizayis remained in his throat, it remained in his Beis Ablia, and it's here to be metame. And the sheet of the Menachas Chinuch, which we mentioned before, that says that it's metame even If he swallowed the first chatzis ice, and he said a bigger chiddush, even if he took the same chatzis ice, he swallowed it and then he vomited it and swallowed it again, it's metame. You see from the Menachas Chinuch, a whole new havan in the sugya that the chatzis ice is not the chatzis of nivlas oiftar. It's not a davar metame. It's not a cheftza that's metame. It's not a shear of a chatzis that when this cheftza is metame through the achila when he didn't achil in it. The Menachas Chinuch, you don't even have a full chatzis ice. He had just had a chatzis ice, which he ate twice. The Menachas Chinuch understood that not only is it a tum of achila, but it's a tum of a maisa. You don't need a chafta, you don't need a davar metame. If you did an achila of a kezayis, the person that did that achila becomes tame. That's how the Menachas Chinuch understands, and that's why he could swallow the first half and then swallow the second half. He could even swallow the same half twice, same half as a chatzis twice, and become tame. Rabbi Chanan and the Chassam Sefer are learning, no, the chafta is metame you. The way it's metame is when you do an achila, but you need to have a chafta of a kezayis in his beis abli of asachas in order to create a tumah. Moving on to Amud Beis, the Gemara is mevar in the Shita of Meir that a malika of a oif, which is a treifa, is metaher midei nevela. What about if it's a balmum? Rabbi Yechanan says that Rabbi Meir is only metaher, only holds that malika of a treifa is moitzi midei nevela, takes off the tumah of a nevela. If it's a tam, if it didn't have a mum on the outside, it's a treifa, it had a mum on the inside, but if it has to be a tam on the outside, there was no mumim. And Rabbi Eliezer argues and he says, no, Rabbi Meir is metar even if it's a balmum. And the Gemara says, Vaiter, not only was Rabbi Meir metar a malika of a treifa, even if it's a balmum, he was metar afilu ba'avozim v'tar nagoylim, he was metar even a duck and a chicken, which is not an oif which goes on the mizbeach b'chlal, not only a treifa, which is the same min that can go on the mizbeach, even avozim v'tar nagoylim, the malika is moitzi midei nevela, according to Rabbi Meir, and takes off the tumas nevela from that oif. Rashi is lashon Rashi on the side of the Gemara. Rashi says avoz mantarne goylem says lav b'nei mizbeachin. They don't go on the mizbeach. Ubevad shu kodshim b'fnim. Says Rashi, it has to be kodshim. It has to be an oif that's kodshim that was makdish. The avoz mantarne goylem. It has to be b'fnim in the beis hamikdash in order for the malika to work to be moitzim day nevela. Now pshat in Rashi is because the Mishnah says on afsamach ches that malak chulim b'fnim. Or malak kodshim b'achotz, a malik of chulin b'fnim in the makom hamikdash, or kodshim out of the base of mikdash is metam begadim beis abliyah. It's not considered a malika to be mighty b'day nevela. It's metam begadim beis abliyah. Says Rashi, even though Reb Meir holds avozim and tana goylim can have a malika to be metam b'day nevela, but it has to be that it was hektish. It has to be avozim and tana goylim that are hektish, and it has to be that it's in the base of mikdash, or else it will be a nevela, like the Mishnah told us. That Malik of Chulin, even in the Beis HaMikdash, or Malik of Kachim out of the Beis HaMikdash, is Mitame, Begadma Beis HaBliyah. The Shita Mekubetzas asks on Rashi, he says, how could you have Avozim and Tanagoylim that are Kachim? He says, there can't be a Kedushas Aguf, since not Roylim is Beach, you can make a Kedushas Damim. But the Shita Mekubetzas assumes Kedushas Damim is not considered Hektish Lugabi having a Malika. Malika is only someone which has a Kedushas Aguf, has a Kedushas Mizbeach. Frekta, Shita Mekubetzas, Avozim Tanagoylim don't have a Kedushas Mizbeach, and therefore, says the Shita Mekubetzas, L'chor, you see from the Gemara, if Avozim and Tanagoylim can have a Malika to be Maitzim Dein Vela, you see that the Shita of Reb Meir is, even if it's Chulin, he says Avozim Tanagoylim is like Chulin, even though he can be Maktish with a Kedushas Damim, Le'inyin, the Kedushas Mizbeach, it has no Kedushas Aguf at all, therefore it's like a Chulin itself, and says the Shita Mekubetzas, that the sheet of Reb Meir, even though the Mishnah before says Malika on Chulin Befnim and Kachem Mechutz, is Yem Etam Begadim Beis Abliyah, that must be that's the sheet of Reb Yehuda and Reb Yasi. But according to Reb Meir, that Malika of a Treifa and a Malika of Avazim and Tanagim is Maitzim Dei Mila, who had in Malika of Chulin is Maitzim Dei Nevela. Now he doesn't speak this out, but Pashtos, I would imagine, if Malika of Chulin is Maitzim Dei Nevela, so Pashtos, if it's out of the Beis HaMikdash also. If the Malika of Chulin is not Metama Begadim Beis HaBliyah, L'chor then Huadin, the Malika of Kachim is not Metama Begadim Beis HaBliyah. Frekta Shita Mekubetzas, but at Tzarechien, where does Reb Meir know that Malika by Chulin is Moitzi from the Tum of Nevelas Haftar? So he quotes from the Rashi, which by us it's Rashi in the Ksav Yad, it's printed in the side of the Gemara. Rashi says we learn it out because it says Nevelo Trefa, just like by Trefa, we're not machalik. So to by nevela, we're not machalik, and it's only oifen where we're not machalik. It's a drush the Gemara mentions before on daf samach test that we're not. It has to be shavet. We're not machalik, and memela just like and memela when it says we're not machalik, malika is also moitzi by chulin. So the shita is mavar the kavan rash. What does it mean we're not machalik? By nevela we're not machalik. What does it mean we're not machalik? It says just like by malika of kodshim. Is Maitzim Dein Avela, so to Malika of Chulin is not, we don't know how to be Machalik, and Malika always has the same din. If by Kodshim, Malika is Maitzim Dein Avela, so what do by Chulin, Malika is Maitzim Dein Avela? Fractashita Mekubesas, how could you learn out? How could be Medama, the Malika of Kodshim, to the Malika of Chulin? The Gemara says before, you can't learn out a Dover Shev Mechsheri from a Dover Shalei Mechsheri. You can't learn out that Malika of Kodshim, that's the Hechsheri. That's why it's not Metama Godma Beisabliya. How could you learn out to chulin, which is shalei bechshei, which is not kosher? Says the shita mekubetzas, we're going to learn it out from kachim, which is a treifa, which is also shalei bechshei. Malika of kachim, which is a treifa, is shalei bechshei according to Reb Meir. It's a pasulish malika, and still it's moitzi midei nevela, takes off the tumah nevela. So just like by malika, which is not kosher, a malika of a treifa of kachim, which is not kosher, is still moitzi midei nevela. Who had then the malika of chulin is moitzi midei nevela. Even though it's shaloi bechsheri. The Shita Mekubetzas himself says different yafusa to learn out that Malika by chulin will be moitzi midei nevela. He says just like we find by shchita by kachim is moitzi midei nevela, even though kachim is supposed to have a Malika. We had drushes before that shchita by kachim, the Gemara learns out, is moitzi midei nevela. It's shaloi bechsheri, zakta Shita Mekubetzas. Shchita by kachim is shaloi bechsheri. And still, it's moitzi midei nevela, there's no tumah of nevela asiftar. So Reb Meir holds who had then Malika by Chulin, which is Shalei Bechsheri, is not Metame Begodim Abesavu. So it comes out, we have Yalfus over here, we have a din, according to the Shita Mekubetz and Rashi, that Malika of Chulin is not Metame Begodim Abesavu. According to Rashi, we learn out Malika of Chulin from the Malika of Kodshim, a Malika of Trefa by Kodshim, which is Shalei Bechsheri, which is not a Kasha Malika, and there's no Tumma Begodim Abesavu, who had the Malika of Chulin. According to Shita Mekubetz, it's from Shchita of Kachim, which is Loi Bechsheri. It's not supposed to have a Shchita, and still the Shchita takes off the Tumas Nivla Seftar, who had a Malika Bechulin, which is Loi Bechsheri. It's not the way that it's supposed to have a Hachsh, it's Loi Bechsheri. That could be Moitzi, Midei Nevela, that could take off the Tumma of the Nivla Seftar. Now, I want to be Ma'ir. We said over in a previous shir, a Yisai from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that he said over in the name of his father, he said over the name of Reb Chaim, that a treifa, not only is a treifa asa b'achilas machalas asuras, but when you shech the treifa, it's missing in the heter of the shchita. A shchita is not chal in a treifa. The din of a treifa is that it doesn't allow, not only is it a new iser, but it doesn't allow the heter of the shchita, and it's like you didn't shech it doesn't receive the heter of the shchita. A shchita doesn't have, a treifa doesn't have the heter of the shchita. That's the Reb Chaim Yisoid. And we said over from the Brisker Rav, he says that which, when you do a shchita and a treifa, we learn that from a pasuk, that it's moitzi midei nevela, there's no tum of nevela. Brisker Rav said it's a new yisoid. It's a new type of shchita. There's a regular shchita in a behema, which is a shchita hamateres. It's a shchita which is mater the iser. It's a shchita which takes off the nevela, and that's a kosher shchita. And there's a shchita of a treifa, even though it's not a kosher shchita, even though it's a shchita which is not a shchita hamateres, it's a shchita le'inyan taking off the tumas nevela. That was a Brisker Rav yisoid. It comes out, it's a big havan over here. It's a big yisoid that the shchita of a treifa is a whole new din shchita. It's a whole new metzias. It's a whole new type of shchita. It's a shchita without being a shchita, which is matir the iser. It's a shchita mesuyim. It's specific to take off the tumas nevela. That's what he said. We mentioned from the Brisker Rav. Now, if you learn like the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav took that a step further, he said not only by shchita is like that. Reb Meir, which learns to malika that a malika of a treifa is also takes off the tumas nevela. Brisker Rav says it's a new malika. It's not a malika. Hamateres, it's not a malika which could be matter the iser, it's a malika le'inyan, it's a malika which is mesuyim, specified and specific to taking off the tum of nevela. Now, according to this Brisker Rav, l'chayra, if we would want to know, if this new din malika according to Reb Meir, is it by kachim? I would think that this malika is not specific to kachim. A malika which is matir, a malika which is an avoida, it's a hechsher, so that's specific by kachim. You only have avoida by kachim. By chulin, you can't do an avoida. You can't be matir chulin with a malika. Malika was specified, regular malika hamataris, to be matir, is by kachim. A malika hamataris, you don't have by chulin. But if the Torah invented, if the Torah is mechadish, a new malika le'inyan taking off the tumas nevela, if the hekesh, which the pasuk was makesh, a malika tashchit, and the Torah is mechadish, that by treifa doesn't have a heter, and it's a mesuyim deka shchit and a mesuyim deka malika to take off the tumas nevela. So I would think, why would that be specified to kachim? It's not a malika mataris. That malika it's a malika to take off the tumas nevela. That malika is equal. It's a maisa. It's a maisa malika to take off the tumah. That's equal kachim and chulin. I would think lefi the briskerov, it shouldn't even be a chiddush that this malika could take off the tumas nevela by chulin. And the shita mekubetzes and Rashi and the Ksaviyah, which are looking for yalfusas, we learn it out from either a malika of a treif of kachim, we'll learn out from shchita of chulin, shchita of kachim, or from a malika, which is a treif. They seem to be understanding, it's really be a sorry, the same din malika. It seems to be that it's a malika mataris. Now, even though it's not a full hatter, but we find, we have to learn it out that it could be mater le'inyan the tumah, but it sounds like it needs a makar. It wasn't pasha to them. It wasn't pasha to them that this malika we might see by chulin. This is my hashkafa. This I don't know if it's muchach like this, but this is my hashkafa that l'chayra if it's a new malika that the malika is mesuyim and it's specified only thing off the tumas nevela. Why should that be specifically by kachim l'chayra? Then it should be pasha by chulin. It comes out like this. We have over here a murder chiddush in the gemara of Meir that malika is mitzi midei nevela by treifa. And our Gemara extended it not only that to Balmum as well, according to Belias and to Avazim Fatar Nagoilim. We have the Shita Mekubetzes and Rashi, which extended that further to even Mechulin. Rashi and the Shita Mekubetzes say that this is learned out, according to Rashi, it's learned out from a Malika of Trefa by Kachim. And according to the Shita Mekubetzes, it's learned out from the Shchita of Kachim, a Shchita of an Oif by Kachim, which is Shalei Behechsherei. The Hechsher of Kachim is with Malika, and Shchita is Maitzi Midei Tumas Nevelos. So we see to be Maitzi with Tumas Nevelo without a Shchita HaMachsheres, without a Malika HaMachsheres. According to the Briskerov, that the Yisoy that a Malika of a Treif is Maitzi Midei Nevelo is Maisa Malika itself is Maitzi, it's not the Malika HaMachsheres. L'chayra, there's no need for a new pasuk by chulin. There's no chilik between chulin and kachim. They both have a ma'isa malika. Now, I'd like to push my argument that lefi the briskerov, there's no need for a new chiddush. There's no need for a new pasuk to teach you by chulin that a malika is ma'itzi, a malika of a treifa, a malika of chulin is ma'itzi midei tumas nevela. With another briskerov, another yisayid that the briskerov says in Hilchos Psulei Mukdashim on page Mem Zayin and Chidushei Maran Reza Levi, the briskerov makes a distinction between malika and kmitza. Both malika and kmitza are avodas which are done with a yad, but the briskerov says in the lamdas in the yisayid advarim there's a big difference. There cholok b'yisayidinam. Kmitza has to be done with the yad. It's an avodas yad. It's a din an avoda. The avoda itself in kmitza has a halacha that the avoda of kmitza must be done with the yad. Malika says the briskerov, it's not a halacha in the avoda of malika that the avoda of malika requires yad. Rather, it's a halacha in the etzem cheftz of what is malika. Malika is only considered malika when it's atzmei shel kayin. Now, parenthetically, the briskerov points out that by kmitza has to be done with the hands, and malika doesn't have to be done specifically with the hands. Any body part of the kohen, he could do it with his teeth, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Chaf. But the briskerov says there is a halacha of atz mishal kohen. There's a halacha that has to be done with the kohen's body. But that's not like kmitza, which the halacha of kmitza that it must be done with the yad is halacha navoida. The halacha of malika that has to be done with the atz mishal kohen is a halacha in the nature of malika itself, not the avoda of malika. Malika itself, what is considered a malika? Malika is killing the animal as opposed to shchit, which is with a kli. Malika is with the atzmei shel kohen, it's with the body of the kohen. This is a yisoy, it is a chiluk, a distinction that the briskerov makes in Hilchos Psulei Mukdashim. Now, to illustrate this point, the briskerov points out, his main point is that malika is not a halacha, it's not a din in the avoda that the avoda requires yad, or the avoda requires rather atzmei shel kohen, but it's a halacha in the malika itself. Says the briskerov, that the Malik of Avazim and Tarnagoylim, which he quotes our Gemara according to her mayor, a Malik of Avazim and Tarnagoylim is Moitzim de Mila, Zakta Briskrav is not an Avoid at all. And it would still require that this Malika should be performed with the Atzmei Shel Kohen. This Malika, in order to be considered a Malika, to be Moitzi from Tumas Nevela, is only if it's Atzmei Shel Kohen. Says the Briskrav to illustrate his point, that even a Malika which is not an Avoida, a Malika of Avazim and Tarnagoylim, which is not an Avoid at all, would also only be considered a Malika with the Atzmei Shel Kohen when it's done either with the hands or with other body parts of the Kohen. And I think we see from this Briskrav, he's pointing out that the Malika, which is Moitzim de Nevel, according to her mayor, by Avazim and Tarnagoylim, even Avazim and Tarnagoylim, is obviously not an Avoida. It's not an Avoida at all. It's a Maisa Malika without being an Avoida. That's the main point of the Briskrav. But carrying back over to our sugya, or to our discussion, how we learn it out from, that you could have b'moitzim de nevila even by chulin, I think this Briskrav pushes the argument very strongly. According to the Briskrav, we see clearly that it's nothing to do with kachim. This malika of avazim tanagol has nothing to do with kachim. It's not even avoid, the Briskrav points out. Just the malika itself, he said, requires to be done with the yad, or to be done with the atzmei shel kohen. So this is my understanding. This is a very strong argument, according to the Havana of the Briskrav and Shitas Reb Meir, that the Moitzim Dein Vela, we said before from the Briskrav, it's not a Malika Hamatar, it's not a Machsharis, it's a Ma'is Malika Ba'atzmai. Now we're saying from this other side of the Briskrav that it's not a Halach in the Avoid of Malika, it's just a Halach in the Ma'is Malika. L'chayra, this Hoitzam Dein Vela has got nothing to do with the fact that it's Kachim. And l'chayra, it would apply by chulin as well, because there's no difference between kachim and chulin, and a ma'isa malika and a malika which is not, and I avoid it all. Kainera l'fianias daiti.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.